Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. I bet you have heard the statement that cold season is flu season, but I want to tell you something. The flu season is a myth. What we are told is flu season increases in the winter because we are shut inside with other people and the cold weather weakens our immune system. However, the real reason that flu cases increase in the fall and winter are more complicated. People spend more of their time inside, not exposing themselves to sunlight and dealing with short bursts of exposure to the cold environment. Luckily in Butte, we have sun and snow in the same day, but other climates aren't as lucky. Due to being inside more and cold weather's dropping your body temperature, we tend to eat more. This can sometimes cause unnecessary weight gain, leading to inflammation in our bodies. Inflammation weakens the immune system. Also, I am sure you're not reaching for the healthiest foods in your kitchen cupboard. I bet the pasta, cookies, and cake are tempting you to eat them. There is less movement or exercise being done, so we are not allowing our bodies to sweat. Sweating helps heat up our bodies so we can kill off any illness and get rid of toxins that can negatively affect our immune system. With the coming on of cold season and during them, our mood tends to be more down than when it's warm and sunny. A depressed mood can affect the immune system, making it harder for the body to fight off infections. Before thinking of supplementing, the best way to keep your immune system strong and properly functioning is ensuring you eat a whole, balanced food intake full of vegetables and fruits. Drink the appropriate amount of water so you do not get dehydrated. Get good quality sleep. Move your body every day. Try to build up a sweat doing something. Get outside when the sun is out. Sun exposure causes our body to produce vitamin D, which is essential. Try to get at least 15 to 30 minutes of sunlight a day. Also, exposing your body to the cold stimulates the immune system and blood vessels to get working. It makes them wake up and check in with the body. Check in with your mood. Do something that makes you happy. If you want to improve your immune system, consider the addition of these nutrients and herbs. Vitamin C, which is found largely in vegetables and fruits. It is a strong immune supporter and enhances the barrier function against infections. Vitamin D3. It helps decrease inflammation and support the defensive immune cells. Zinc. It is essential for normal development and functioning of the cells in the immune system. Vitamin A. It increases our adaptive immune response and T cell production. Other nutrients that are important include vitamin E, B, vitamins, iron, copper, selenium, and magnesium. Some examples of herbs are echinacea, which stimulates immune system function, best used when an infection arises. Be cautious if you have an autoimmune condition. Astragalus, which increases production of white blood cells and boosts resilience to infection. Reishi and medicinal mushrooms that boost immune function and have antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory effects. Licorice root is antiviral, antimicrobial, and anti-inflammatory. Overall health starts from within. The best way to keep yourself and loved ones well is to boost the immune system by adapting a whole balanced nutrition and lifestyle. Reduce your toxic load, cut out the junk food, sugar, eat immune-boosting foods, and detox the body. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.